views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Everybody, you're with Angels and Answers, Artie and Sky. We are the dynamic duo and loving coming into your living room, into your car, into wherever you are.
All the time.
All the time. That's right. Hey, I kind of like
the last show.
You know, I just came off at the tip of my head saying what I thought that was pretty cool.
That's what we needed to hear, Artie. This is the season of love. This is where we all gather as families and show each other our love and affections, gather around a big table and eat till we drop.
That's right. Wear your pants with the elastic around it because Absolutely. It's going to make life a lot easier.
Right. And then the guys, they go and they sit and watch baseball, football, and the girls get to clean up the dishes. We're so lucky. Listen, next time I come back, I'm definitely coming back as a man. I don't want to hear it. I'm definitely coming back as a man.
Yeah, I have to admit, if I had to do it all over again, I'd come back as a guy also.
I'm telling you, it's not easy being a woman in this modern day and age because we not only work, but we work in the house as well. And we make sure there's food in the house, and we make sure that the kids are okay. And we make, you know, the job of a woman is so underrated, and it's the most important job in the world because you're raising people to be the kind of people that you want to have that are pillars of society and who are good people, spiritual people, loving people. And that starts with your mother. Look at you. You are the luckiest man in the world. You had the most beautiful mother. And every time you're around, I feel your mom's energy. And it just radiates love, just sheer love. And you had the greatest mom out of anybody I know. And let me tell you something. She made a wonderful man, you and your family, and to be on the radio with you. You've made my life so much happier and so much better just for knowing you. And I want to thank you for that.
Wow. Please save those words for my eulogy.
Oh, my God. God forbid. We're talking together. What are you, crazy? You're not going without me.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
That's true.
No, I really did. I was very blessed with having such a with great values and most of all, a great sense of humor. And, you know, so, and she was filled with, she truly was filled with pure unconditional love.
I know. And,
you know, I was very lucky. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of, you know, I know people who have mothers who were unfortunately the direct opposite of what my mother was. And it's very difficult for those people to be able to have a clear head when the person who you should be trusting the most is the one who beat you up the most. And this isn't just about a mother. It could also be about a father. It could be about your loved one, your spouse, your partner in life. You know, and so it could be very, very degrading for anybody when the person who's closest to you isn't giving you the acceptance and the love that you deserve. And, you know, that so many people perceive themselves as lesser than what they really are. Because a lot of people who get complimented from their peers or from their friends, they have a hard time taking these beautiful words or these beautiful compliments, because the person from the most ended up giving them the least. And so therefore they felt unworthy. And so, you know,
yep.
When people acknowledge their beauty of who they are as a person or as a helper, and you know, and some people cringe when they hear beautiful thoughts and words about themselves. And, you know, I feel very honored that you gave me that acknowledgement, and I appreciate it. And, you know, thank you. I really do. I appreciate it.
It's from my heart. It's, believe me, it's the truth. It's absolutely from my heart. And I want to acknowledge the amazing job that your mother did, because I'm sure that she didn't have it easy, because us women, we don't have it easy. You know, we make sure that our families are protected, our children are protected, are taken care of, are fed properly, are all their needs are taken care of, and every child is different. They all have different needs, and we have to switch hats and go to work, you know, and make sure that the kids are okay and the husband is satisfied and taken care of. And that's a big thing too, because if you just dwell on your children, you're forgetting your spouse. And that leads to a bad marriage. So there has to be a balance for us women to be able to give all of our family, our immediate families, the love and the contentment that they need to have that balance in their life to grow to become successful people. And when I mean successful people, you don't have to be a stockbroker or the president of the United States. If you do your job, it could be ditch digging or picking up clams in the ocean. Whatever that job is, if you do it well and you do it with your heart, then you are a success. You are an absolute success.
I always tell people, I said, whenever you're doing a job for anybody or for yourself, you should be able to put your signature on anything that you do, so that this proves that you believe in who you are and the quality of work that you do, not just for yourself, but for other people. And it's very important that you're willing to back up everything that you say and or do. And like I said before, and like Skye was saying, you know, I was very blessed to have a mom that was filled with lots of integrity. And for all of you who did not have that luxury and that pleasure and that blessing in life to have a spouse that should have been more understanding. And, you know, this is all about learning about unconditional love. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of our parents aren't filled with unconditional love. They're filled with conditions. If only if you do this, will I love you. Only if you don't marry them, then, you know, forget about it. If you marry this person, forget about it and stuff. So, you know, anybody who puts conditions on their love, that really isn't love. That's conditional love, you know, and I'm not a big fan of that at all. And I don't need that kind of love. And it took me quite a few years to get there.
That's right. It's you know what? You have to grow into that. You know, I'll give you a, for instance, on my husband. Last year, we both, 3 days apart, turned 60 years old. And he said to me, what do you want to do for your birthday? So I says, nah, I don't want to really do nothing. We'll just sit home. We'll just have a quiet cake with the kids. I really wasn't up to it. You know, it's a bad time of the year for me in many aspects. So I said, let's just hang out together. Well, he said, okay, well, how about if we go down to Atlantic City with my oldest daughter and her fiance? I said, okay, that sounds good. Because I knew he wanted to get out. It was his birthday, too. And we always celebrate together. But do you know what he did? He stopped at the club and he said, I forgot the tickets, because he said we were going to Robin Williams. So he stops at the club and he says, I have to go into the restroom, into the restaurant next door. So just wait a second. So I'm sitting in the car, and he comes out. He said to me, "Oh, my God, you'll never believe who's in there. An old friend of ours who always go to Atlantic City." He says, "You got to get out of the car, and you got to go say hello. I told him you were in the car." So I'm yelling at him, "Are you crazy? I got high heels on. I don't feel like getting out of the car. It's cold." I'm giving him a million. He says, "Come on, please." They opened the door, and there was a surprise party waiting for me. For my 60th birthday, just for me. And you know who did it for me? My husband. My husband.
Wow.
And it was his birthday, too. Tell me that's not unconditional love. He didn't care about himself at all. All he cared about was for me. And it brought me to another level of love with him, because he didn't even care about himself. It was his 60th birthday too, but he wanted to make sure that I had the surprise party. And you know, love like that, you just can't buy. Really can't. Oh, the girls helped him. The girls made the favors and the table decorations. It was absolutely beautiful, absolutely remarkable what they made and what they did and the way they planned. I didn't even have a clue. I walked in there. I was a deer in the headlights. Believe me. And they
Scott.
Yeah.
Scott, we have to go to a break now, hon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. So listen up, everybody. Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break. If anybody wants to join in with their interesting story, or if they would like to get a reading, don't feel free to give us a call at 800-930-2819. So stick around, everybody, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
For a juvenile, but then if you're so smart.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Scott, the dynamic duo from Angels and Answers. And Sky, if somebody wants to get a reading from you, what's the number they should call?
The number is 908-500-1474. And you, sweetie?
And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. And you could check out ArtieHoffman.com. You could see what the face is behind the voice. And, you know, if you ever want to party, just give us a call and we'll make it happen. So our attitude is, if you're buying, we're flying. And that's the deal.
Absolutely. And we'd love to do it.
We promise you a time that you'll never forget.
With fun, excitement, and connections to all your dear ones.
And lots of knowledge. You know, there was a girl who I was once reading for at this party, and I said to her, I said, your grandmother is telling me that you were lying in bed last week, and you kept on looking up to the corner while you were in bed. You kept on looking up to a corner because you felt like you kept seeing somebody there. It was like a mist or there was a light there, and she just wants you to know that that was her watch. She was watching down on you, and she looked at me. And she said, you are 100% right. That did happen. And so it was very interesting. I said, you know, and she's kind of like letting you know that she's okay because she's smiling. But while she's smiling, she just took out her teeth. And she said, yeah, she did have false teeth.
Oh, God.
And it's interesting. You know, I also gave information to somebody who was, you know, they lost their father, and the girl who lost her father said that there's money buried underneath your shed.
Wow.
Just put the shed up. And my husband spent a lot of time and energy. You know, her father was in the mafia. And I said, I'm just letting you know, I said, where the shed is, that's where you have an awful lot of money. And she said to me, I promise you, if we find that money, I said, you have to take it out and redig all over again, because there's a ton of money right there. And she says, I'll talk to my husband about that and see if he's willing to do it. She goes, but I promise you that I will give you, you know, 10% of whatever we might find there, but I will eventually go there. And so I said, all right. And so, I called up a couple of weeks later, and she always, always took my call, and she would call me back right away. And so I called her, no response. I called again, no response.
I called again,
no response. I have a feeling they dug it up, they found the money.
And they split.
Because the husband, her husband did not want to share anything with anybody, because that's the kind of guy he was. And, you know, and, you know, we developed a fun relationship because she was like yourself in a sense. She was a very good medium, but this girl was a medium where she didn't have the gift until she was in a car accident and she was clinically dead. And when she came back, when they resuscitated her and she came back, like maybe a few weeks later, she saw everything. She had conversations with relatives on the other side. She met with the Holy Spirit, and she came back. She came back with this gift that was phenomenal. And she was just like you in the sense of being able to talk and see dead people. And it was like effortless. And so she found out about me. I did a reading for her and her family and told them some, you know, a bunch of specific things. And like I said, I told her about this money and she knew it. She goes, I know that there is money hidden. I know there is. But then after I told her where it was, I never heard another word.
They probably left that house, moved to a mansion, and changed their number.
I'm sure the money she found, just the 10%, could have changed my lifestyle.
Absolutely. But you know something? I've heard of that a lot. When people go through head injuries, severe head injuries, or they're in comas, they come out, or near-death experiences, they come out with a knowing and a connection to the spirit world. And I think that's amazing because, you know what, how could they not? They were there. They were there. And it's in the tip of their subconscious, like just before it's conscious. So they've got to know, they've got to be mediums. It has to be.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. You know, it's funny because I tell people, you know, when I speak in front of crowds of people, whether it be at a party or if I'm doing a seminar or whatnot, I tell people, I said, you know, there's a few different ways of having the gift. Either A, you're born with it. B, you learn how to do it. Or three, you drop dead and you're resuscitated and you come back to life. And then you're born with the gift that God gives you this gift after you come back. And so I said, I chose not to have to die because I wasn't born with it. I didn't want to go through that experience and having to be resuscitated. I got my lesson. I learned my lesson. You didn't have to clank me over the head, you know?
But you know what I think? You know what I think in your case? I think you always had it, but you needed somebody to bring it to the surface. I think you always had it. I really, really do. Because you know too much. You know what I'm saying? It's not just a casual psychic ability. And you also could connect with spirit. So I'm so sure that you've had it from birth but didn't know it. And your angels were leading you at that time in your life because you were open enough to accept it and want it. But I'm sure you were born with it. I'm sure of that. You know why I say that? I'll tell you why. On YouTube, I was surfing YouTube and I was surfing how to become a medium because this is all Greek to me because I was born with this gift. And I said, I'm so interested in seeing how somebody could teach somebody else to be a medium.
Right.
So I'm looking at these lessons and I'm hysterical. I'm hysterical laughing. Because I say to myself, how could anybody teach somebody to project their higher self? And how could you, just by opening your chakras, bring in that spiritual energy? I mean, is my chakras consistently open? Because I don't do anything to prepare for my readings.
Well, you do say prayers. Don't you ask for assistance and guidance for your prayer? I do.
Yes.
I say my prayers for assistance and for protection also, not just to be guided.
I ask St. Michael the Archangel, who is my best buddy. I ask him for protection against anything negative or anything evil. And I know he's right by my side protecting me. But I also pray, for not only myself to give a good reading, but I pray for the person I'm reading that they get the most healing messages that they need. You understand?
Of course I do.
Yeah. So I'm actually literally praying for them to give me messages that are going to heal these people, not just, I know that 2 days ago you bought a roll of toilet paper. You know what I mean? No, I want them to give healing messages because most of the times when people come to mediums, they have something that they have not said or think they have not said or communicated to the person who's on the other side. So therefore, I guide my readings and my spirit guides, and I pray to them to give me those messages that are healing for the sitter. And by the sitter, I mean the one who I'm reading for.
Right.
You know, so that they're not burdened anymore with guilt or grief or remorse or survivor's guilt. A lot of people have survivor's guilt, and it can consume you.
You want to know something? It's what's interesting. It's like, you're right. You know, the people do have survivor's guilt that they lived and the other ones didn't. In reality, the ones who didn't make it on this life are the ones who actually have it better than us.
Right. I know.
And so they feel like they're the ones that's struggling, and yet we're struggling much, much harder here than the loved ones are on the other side. And people have a really hard time conceiving that. And they look at it like it's a really bad thing or negative thing when somebody passes away, because we don't know what it's like on the other side. So what we don't know, a lot of times we fear, and we fear like it's the worst thing, or it's, you know, it's a bad thing. But just because we don't understand what is, doesn't make something bad or evil.
Right.
But in our minds, we concoct that to be, oh my God, are they okay? And is it all right? And
yeah.
You know, but it's just literally a different life, a different lifestyle. And right now we have to go to a commercial break. So listen up, everybody. You're with Sky and Artie. We are who we are. We are the Dynamic Duo. And we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Your lipstick stains on the front lobe of my left side brain.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. We are the Dynamic Duo. And if anybody wants to get a private reading from Sky, they should call.
Oh, yeah, 908-500-1474.
That's okay. And my number, if you want to get a private reading for myself, it's 877-ANGEL-02. And Sky and I, we don't just, you know, give answers as far as just connecting to the other side. We're also capable of giving you answers about life. Sometimes people come to see me not really wanting to know more about their life, which most of them do, but a lot of people want to know about life itself. And what's it like? And what is God like? And why do some people have so much and other people have so little? And why are some people suffering? Or why are other people rich? And why is, you know, why can't we see God? Or is Jesus really real? Or is, you know, is he really the Messiah? Or, you know, did Moses really part the Dead Sea? And are the Jewish people really the chosen one? And is Jesus really God's son? And is there really a hell? And, you know, so a lot of people have all these questions that they come to me and I explain. The interesting thing is that when somebody asks me a question for the first time and I truly don't know what the answer is, I sit there in silence and I have yet to be let down. The angels have always gave me the answers to a question that I did not know. And I sit there and about 30 seconds to a minute, I sit there and all of a sudden the answers come. And when I give the answers to those people, I'm hearing that answer for the first time as if somebody is telling me, because that's exactly what's happening.
Yes, I understand that 100%. That's exactly how I get. And you know something? People don't realize one thing. We miss our loved ones greatly here on earth, but our loved ones don't miss us as much because they can visit us. They can visit us all the time. We don't have that. Most of us don't have that ability of seeing them, but they see us. So, you know, they're in a good place. They're in a better place. They're having a blast where they are. Truly, I believe that this world has looked at death in a very bad way, and it has given a insight of death in a very poor way. And I believe if we were all taught that death is not a finality, that it is a passageway to a next segment of your life, then I think most people would be a little bit more comfortable in knowing that they have not lost for eternity the ones they love, and that we will all meet up again. And I believe it's the ritual of the burial and pass away or gone. They're not gone. They are so not gone. Trust us. They're not gone. And they're always with us. They come visit us. And a lot of people don't understand, and I'm going to make this very clear. When they're in their next realm, which I call heaven, other people can call it another dimension or whatever. When they're up there, their consciousness can manifest us being there. Now, by that, I mean that we're not really there, but they, whatever they think, they can manifest into their reality. Now, they have guidelines too. They cannot come back here and go ahead and manifest for us wealth or them being alive again unless you're in tune to seeing them in spirit. And that's the most I've ever seen. I've seen them in spirit. However, they can't manifest you great wealth. They cannot manifest you great success. And that's because everybody has to walk their own journey. When you signed up to come back down here, You signed a contract and you have to fulfill that contract. And nobody, not even on the people on the other side, could change that. So you guys signed up for everything you're getting. And me too. I don't know what I was thinking when I signed up for it, but I signed up for this life.
You're saying, yeah, I want a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to just go on the lazy river. I want to go on a roller coaster.
Exactly.
And so you went on this roller coaster ride and you started learning about life on so many different levels.
And
you know, through pain. Yeah, through pain and through victory. Yep. And through living life and through death and, you know, misery and happiness and, you know, it's all good. It's all good. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, a lady came to see me in regards to, you know, doing a party. And as soon as she came down, now I normally don't do past life regressions. It's not my thing. Like if somebody says who was I in my past life?
Yeah.
On the most part, I don't do that. It has to naturally come to me. And so this one lady's walking down the stairs because I was doing a party in somebody's basement, and a lady sat down and I looked at her and I said, did you ever know that you were a pirate in your last life and that you walked the plank and that you died by jumping off the ship? Like you were forced to jump off the ship and that you were tied down. I said, you died in the water and you know, we're forced. You were a pirate. And she goes, you know, that makes perfectly good sense to me because I am deathly afraid of going on ships and I don't like going out in the middle of the ocean. I don't mind just being along the edge of the water, but I will not go on a boat and I will not go out in the middle of the ocean.
Isn't that remarkable?
And so it gave her such clarity of why she felt like that, because she said, I had no experience whatsoever in this lifetime to make me feel like that. And you just totally defined it. And yeah. That was really, really cool because I didn't know why I needed to say that, but I did. And, you know, it makes perfectly good sense.
Oh, it makes absolute sense. And I bet because of that, that girl now feels better about herself and her phobia.
That's what a lot of people do. You know, if you're able to, you know, and I do know people who do past life regressions and who do hypnotize people so that they could go back, not just in previous lives, but also at childhood, you know, and, you know, when you go back into a previous life or you go back into your childhood under hypnosis and you get to experience all these emotional feelings, why you're suppressing these deep feelings. When you could understand who's behind it, what happened, and you have an understanding of your past, it helps you heal today. Because other than that, you're going to keep on going in circles with your phobia because you don't have an understanding of why you feel the way you do. And a lot of it makes no sense whatsoever. A lot of people project like all these, you know, phobias that are uncalled for, especially when they have not experienced anything horrific. And yet they just create these fears that stops them from going out, that stops them from being around people, that stops them from flying. And it's all because of a past life experience. And I want to share with you a funny moment. And Sky, I might have said this to you once before, but one of my friends was joking around with me. And he said to me, he goes, Art, you want to know something? He goes, I went into hypnosis and I went back to when I was first born. And he goes, and I remembered vividly when I got circumcised. He goes, it hurt so, he says, it hurt so bad I couldn't walk for a year.
That must be traumatic. I hate to tell you.
That's got to be really tough. You know, I don't care how much wine they give you, because in the Jewish religion, you know, they dab the gauze and they dip it in wine and they put it in the baby's mouth.
Yeah.
So they get them drunk so they don't even feel any pain.
Poor little dears.
The little peckerheads.
Aw, how sad.
That's their welcoming into the world. They get spanked on the hiney. They get the little pee-pee chopped down. It's already a little thing, and now they get it chopped off even more.
I remember that. When my son was born, out of respect for my in-laws, because it was the only Siegel heir, I said to my husband that I would definitely, you know, respect that and have a bris for him. And that's the ceremony. That's what it's called. It's called a bris for those of you who are non-Jewish. And we had a big celebration, and the moil came, and he did. I couldn't look. I was going to pass out. But it was so funny because it was my father, it was my father-in-law, and it was the moil, and I heard a scream out of that kid's mouth, and I said, oh no. And they did it right in the house. But I think we have to go to a commercial. I think that's what Brian's telling me.
And just so everybody knows, that a moil is somebody who cuts off the foreskin off the little baby's penis, that little extra skin. So, and it's done for all cleansing purposes. And so far, nobody has died from it. It's a good thing. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Scott. We are the Dynamic Duo. And anybody wants to get a reading from you, what's the number?
It's 908-500-1474.
And if you want to get a reading from myself, and we're both in New Jersey, my number is 877-ANGEL-02. And you want to know something? There's a message that I'm getting right now from the higher source. And the message is, live out your dreams to be happy. That's exactly what I was just told to tell everybody. Do what your heart desires, all right? As far as your relationship goes, as far as your career goes, you know what? God has blessed us with everything, and you don't have to feel staying stuck for the rest of your life. So long as you have a goal to go to, you need to create a goal as far as what will make you happy. And don't be afraid to go on the, you know, go online on the computer and to see, to seek out, you know, new experiences, you know, see what other jobs are out there or see what else is happening. You know, you have the world at your fingertips with the computer. And, you know, like I said, it, God wants nothing more than for us to feel happy.
Yeah.
And as far as everybody who is, you know, hurting because they lost a loved one, rather than feeling the anger towards God that, you know, God has taken your loved one to the other dimension, try to show your appreciation to God that you had such a wonderful, beautiful, spirited person for the amount of years or for the amount of time that you had with that person, rather than feeling angry at God. But instead show appreciation that He gave you that beautiful experience with that beautiful person in your life. And it's difficult when you have somebody or something that is so beautiful. And then all of a sudden, you know, it comes to an end, but just for now. It's not an end forever, but it's just for the now. It's not.
That's true. But you know what? We also have to remember that not to be selfish. And I catch myself all the time. And when I think about it, when I'm missing my son, and you know, folks, I talk about it a lot because he wasn't sick. He was not sick a day in his life. And all of a sudden, he just died one night. So it was a terrible shock, not only to lose him temporarily, but to see that he, you know, had this condition that we didn't have any clue about. So that was kind of disappointing as a mother, and I felt very, very guilty about it. But if you realize when you're sitting there thinking of your loved one, and you say, oh, how could this happen to me? How could this happen to me? And I'm guilty of the same thing. Why did this happen to me? Well, you know what? It's not about me. It's not about me at all. It's about him. And this was his journey. And I'm so grateful to have had him in my life, excuse me, for the amount of time that I did, because I know he made me so much of a better person.
What I want to share with everybody, as far as all these beautiful people or person that came into your life, what did this person bring into your life that you feel that you never would have had they have never been in your life or come into your life? You know, did they bring to the table? Had they have never been in your life, period, you could only imagine what your life would have been like had they have never presented themselves to you at all, you know? And so it's about trying to appreciate, you know, the good time while it's there. And, you know, it definitely could be a little hard. I mean, it could be very hard. And especially around the holiday season. And, you know, and for that reason, my love and our love and our compassion goes out to you for all of you who are experiencing some really hard times, especially during the holiday season. And I just want you to know, we understand how you feel. And a lot of people might get upset with you because you keep on mourning or you have a hard time getting out of that funk.
That's okay, guys.
And if you, right. And if you want to, and if you want to try to really get out of this funk, then share your love, share your time, share your energy with other people who are less fortunate, and share your energy to somebody else who will really, really appreciate you being in their life. And you could start it all over again as far as having another beautiful, wonderful relationship. And it might not be the exact same thing what you had before, but it could still be another beautiful thing. And you could still grow more beautiful flowers in your garden just because one of your flowers that was so precious to you is no longer in your garden, but it doesn't mean that you can't have a lot of other beautiful things in your life and a lot of beautiful other flowers in your life, and allow yourself to grow, allow yourself to love.
Yes. And you know what? The funny thing is that our loved ones really want that for us. They want to see us be the best and have the most and be filled with the most love that we can. They don't want to see us unhappy. They don't want to see us mopey. They don't want to see us moping around. They want to see us happy and full of love and life. And they want us to keep them in our memory and in our memory that we can talk to somebody about them. And if somebody tells you enough already, I don't want to hear it, well, you're with the wrong people. Because anybody that would tell you that doesn't love or understand.
I just want to share this before we go, because we have to go soon. You know, look at it this way. At one point, both of you were on land. Okay, look at yourself as two animals that lived on land. And now your beautiful loved one, who is now in a different dimension, they're now living in the sea world, and now they are playful dolphins, and they're in a different dimension. It's not that they're not alive. They're in a different dimension. But picture them as playful dolphins, and they are swimming with other dolphins, and they're enjoying the beauty of the ocean life. And that's exactly the way it is, only they're in the spiritual world, and they're able to do their thing. And from my mouth, to God's ears, may God bless you all. Happiness and prosperity. May God and the angels cherish your heart and heal your heart for all those who might be hurting during this time. Yes. But again, share your love and your gift with other people. And that's what your loved ones would want. That's what they would want. They would want you to keep on living your life.
Yes. And call in your angels. When you're really desperate and hurting, call in your angels and call the name of that loved one, because they'll be right next to your side. I promise you that. And I want to say God bless all of you. And thank you for always being so loyal and listening to Artie and I every Thursday. And we really appreciate all of your love and support. And yes. May God give you everything that you desire.
Our angels, your angels, and God 100% loves you.
Absolutely.
And so don't feel like you're alone, because you're not. And until next week, shopping done. You have a few more days left. Get that shopping done. Have a great time. Volunteer yourself. Volunteer that love to somebody. Be happy. Make yourself happy by making somebody else happy. God bless you all.
Happy holiday, folks. God bless you all.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.